WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Last night, George Bush was a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Al Gore will be on tonight. During this campaign where the likability factor has become so important, the candidates are trying to prove that they have a sense of humor. On today's Fresh Air, we're going to talk with two political satirists about the campaign. Al Franken worked on Saturday Night Live as a writer and performer for 15 years. He supports Al Gore. Bill Maher is the host of Politically Incorrect. He supports Ralph Nader. We approached several comics and satirists who are Republicans, and for various reasons, they each declined, but more about that later. On Sunday evening, Gore and Bush will play themselves in the opening sketch of SNL's Presidential Bash 2000. My guest Al Franken co-wrote that sketch and is a consulting producer for the program. He's also the author of the bestseller Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot and a satirical campaign diary called Why Not Me? He's working for the Gore campaign, stumping and writing. I asked if he's writing jokes for Gore.
Yeah, I've been part of a team that has written for him. I've written jokes for the Al Smith dinner and for the Gridiron dinner and for some little other things. So every once in a while, I'm on a conference call with the vice president sometimes, but you know, with other writers, including Kristen Gore.
That's his daughter. Is she the one who writes for the sitcom, or is she the other one?
She's the one who writes for Futurama.
Right, okay. So can you tell us a couple of the lines you've written for Gore for one of those comedy dinners?
Let me see. Well, I wrote this thing for the Gridiron, which he can't use on the stump, but which was pretty successful at the Gridiron. And now I use it, which is that this was my ploy for him for the debate, which was Gore would say something negative about the Bush-Quayle administration, at which point Bush would feel compelled to defend his father, President Bush. And at that point, Gore would say, I knew George Bush. George Bush was a friend of mine. And you, sir, are no George Bush, which I believe would hopelessly confuse Governor Bush.
Do you know who wrote Tipper's recent line, it's not the dating game, you don't have to fall in love with Al Gore, I did that. What you need to do is figure out who you're going to vote for, and I know that you're going to weigh experience. Do you know who came up with that?
I bet you Tipper did.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sounds like Tipper. I really like Tipper. Mm-hmm. You know, the first time, well, it's part of the reason I like Gore, the first time I met Tipper was in 1994 at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and I was speaking, this was the first time I ever talked to a big Washington Beltway crowd. I was really nervous, and before the dinner there was a cocktail party for the dais, and the vice president was there, and Tipper and the president and Mrs. Clinton. I took Tipper aside and I said, I have a joke about your husband. And she said, what's the joke? This is the true story. I said, I said, I'm a little worried that this might be a little over the line. My instinct tells me not to do it. She says, what's the joke? And I said, okay, here's the joke. Vice President Gore reaffirmed his commitment to the environment today when he announced a new policy regarding the stick up his butt. Instead of replacing the stick every day with a new stick, as he does now, he announced that he will keep the same stick up there throughout the rest of the administration. Evidently, this will save an entire rainforest. And she looked at me, and she said, I'd go with my instinct. So I really like her. And now, one thing, you know the kiss at the convention?
Yeah.
That was my idea.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no. In fact, I demonstrated it for them. Not on Tipper. On Karenna. And the kisses were very... That's the eldest Gore girl. Daughter. Very similar kisses, except with the one with Tipper and the vice president, there was less struggling. And it didn't end with Tipper kneeing the vice president. Also, the Secret Service didn't drag him away, but he had to, of course, he had to speak. And also, he approached her really sort of head on, and I came over the back. But anyway, it was very, very similar. It was my idea.
In your book, Why Not Me, which was a satirical campaign diary with you running as president. You chose as your running mate, for your vice presidential running mate, Joe Lieberman. Now, this book was published, was it 1 year ago or 2 years ago?
Like a year and a half ago.
Okay. So, you didn't know that Al Gore would actually choose Joe Lieberman.
I was prescient.
You were prescient. That's right. Yes. Why did you choose him?
I picked him for a different reason. I picked him to balance the ticket because I'm a reform Jew.
Go ahead.
Well, part of the premise of my book was that there are many premises above. One of them is in the book, I'm a jerk, hard as that is to believe. And but I picked an entirely Jewish cabinet, and including a Jewish running mate. And if you kind of looked around the horizon of prominent Jews in America who you could pick as a running mate, Joe sort of leaped forward. You wouldn't pick Barbara Boxer. You wouldn't pick Frank Lautenberg. You know, you wouldn't. So I ended up with Joe, and I know Joe, and he's great. Actually, Joe read the book, and he came up with some bumper stickers.
Yeah.
One was Franken Lieberman, no bull, no pork.
That's good.
Joe is really funny, and I was just in Nashville last week and just talking to Tad Devine and Carter Eskew and those guys, and they were talking about, I guess, the vice president's going on Leno, and I was talking about Joe doing one of these shows. And he said, well, we're trying to keep him off these shows because we don't want him to he's maybe getting a reputation of being sort of too funny. And I thought, and he does have, if you know him, he does have that, reform rabbi who wants to be a comedian vibe a little bit. You know what I mean? He's got that kind of, he loves humor. So, and I guess that they might feel like I'll cut into his gravitas. But I think he's got plenty of gravitas. I think you can have gravitas and a sense of humor at the same time.
My guest is Al Franken. You wrote for Saturday Night Live for about 15 years, and now you're a consulting producer to the SNL Presidential Bash, which is scheduled for Sunday night. And I believe you co-wrote the opening sketch in which Bush and Gore will actually play themselves.
Yes, on the show, there's a little cold opening. Jim Downey, who's producing the show and who has written all the debate sketches on the show this year, who came back from from not writing for SNL to write those debate sketches, is producing the show, and he and I wrote that together. But the opening of this one, and yes, Bush and Gore appear together via the magic of a split screen.
Oh, so they're not in the same room together.
We shot it, and I wasn't there. Jim was there. When it was shot, it was in the same studio, but they were at different times. So, but it was like an hour apart because, again, they're both in town for the Al Smith dinner.
What made you think of actually, what made you or Jim Downey think of actually inviting them to play themselves as opposed to getting cast members from the show to play them, which is what usually happens?
Well, cast members from the show do play them, but I think we just had a meeting early on about this special, and it just seemed that they were so willing to go on Letterman and Leno and all those shows that it didn't seem like such a leap that they would agree to do our show.
So did you have to send the sketches in to the Bush and Gore campaigns before
to
do it?
Yeah, and they were both very nice to do it, by the way. The Bush's camp was very nice. And
Did they count laugh lines? Like who had the more self-deprecating lines?
Almost like dealing with Barack and Arafat.
Right.
Because, in fact, the first version we wrote, we had written a lot of Gore sort of taking credit for being one of the first fans of Saturday Night Live, you know, and that kind of thing, you know, exaggerating his fandom of the show and claiming and boasting about being one of the first fans and stuff. And that kind of joke. And the Bush people felt that he had too many of the jokes. And the Gore people felt that his jokes were too self-deprecatory. So we had them reacting negatively to the same thing. So we ended up taking one of the, we ended up taking one of the self-deprecatory jokes out of Gore's and the Bush people volunteered to have him mispronounce words, which we never would have thought to do, but they were very nice too.
You mean they suggested it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, putting aside for a moment your credentials as a comic who's co-writing this sketch for Bush and Gore, do you think it's a good idea for the presidential candidates to play themselves on an SNL program? Or do you think that they should stay out of comedy like that and just do what they do for real and let the actors impersonate them?
Well, in the abstract, I don't think it's a bad idea. It can be specifically a bad idea if they get the wrong script, if they did the wrong thing. Some people have said it's not dignified, and I just think we're so far beyond beyond that. So if I were in the Gore camp and Bush was going to do it, I'd want to do it. You're reaching people who aren't watching a lot of C-SPAN. And there's no harm. And also, when these guys go on Letterman or Leno, when they do these shows, I'm sort of the designated pep talker for, I've talked to Lieberman before he went on Conan. I talked to Gore, talked to Hillary before they go on these shows. And all I tell them is I have a little thing I say, which is that America doesn't want the president of the United States to be the funniest guy in the country. They don't want Robin Williams to be the president. They just want to know you're human and have a good sense of humor and just relax. And I think that it's fine. I don't think it's a waste of their time, and I think it's good to show that they have a sense of humor. But, again, they have to be careful exactly what they're doing, though.
Well, Nader was on Saturday Night Live recently in a sketch with Rob Lowe that I thought was very funny. It was basically, Rob Lowe parroting how self-absorbed actors are with Ralph Nader, mm-hmm. parroting how self-absorbed he is as a political candidate. It was a pretty funny sketch.
I thought the beginning premise was funny, too, which was that he's telling Lorne, you wouldn't even let me in a sketch about the debate.
That's right.
Which was,
that's right.
Yeah.
I've forgotten that part.
You go, well, Ralph, you weren't in the debate.
My guest is satirist Al Franken. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest Al Franken is a political satirist who's now working with the Gore campaign. He wrote for and performed on Saturday Night Live for 15 years, and he's the author of the satirical campaign diary, Why Not Me? Do you think a lot of voters are kind of weighing this election as if the person who wins the election is going to have dinner with them every night and they have to decide who the best dinner companion would be?
I think there may be a little of that. I have a theory, which is that Clinton has been such a successful president in so many ways. Obviously, he had one real big problem. But he's taken these record deficits, turned them into surpluses, on and on. The whole litany of successes that we've had in this presidency, economically and crime and all that stuff. And he did it with one hand tied behind his back the whole time. He was being investigated from day one. And I think people might be thinking now, it probably isn't that hard to be president. I mean, if he can do such a good job while with this handicap, how hard can it be? So we'll take a flyer on on Bush, who is seems like a, you know, a nice guy. If a little bit of a towel snapper. I went to school with guys like George W. and you didn't want to be around them when they did have a towel.
After every debate, some of the networks had focus groups in which they would talk to a group of undecided voters. And after every debate, people would get up and say, I don't know. I still can't make up my mind. I need more information.
Sure.
And I'm wondering what went through your mind watching the dialogues with the undecided voters and knowing that so much of the debate was being played to undecided voters.
I've had this experience at, stumping for Gore. I was in a diner in a suburb of Chicago in Illinois. I walk in, I go up to people. I say, I hope I'm not bothering you, but I'm campaigning for Al Gore. And I had a guy say, I'm undecided. And I said, okay, well, what issues do you care about? And he said, the environment and medication. So I thought, okay, this is a gimme. So I laid out sort of the differences on the environment and how Bush, as governor of Texas, has appointed a chemical lobbyist to be the regulator of the environment in Texas, and how bad his record is, and how Houston's become the smoggiest city, et cetera, et cetera. Then I went into compared the two plans for prescription drugs for seniors. And he said, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I see. I said, so I go, so now are you going to vote for Gore? And he said, well, I'm still undecided. I said, okay. What other issues? I'll tell you one thing. He said, I want to keep guns out of schools. So then I told him the comparative stances on guns, on the Brady Bill, which Bush won't say he's for or against. That kind of thing. And after that, he said, oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I go, are you going to vote for Gore? He said, well, I still don't know. And at a certain point, you just kind of got to move on, you know?
You know, another guest on our show today is Bill Maher, the host of Politically Incorrect, who I know that you know because you've done a lot of work
sure.
with him on his show. And he's got a lot of problems with both Gore and Bush, and he's going to be voting for Nader. The Gore campaign is running a big campaign right now to try to wrestle away votes from Nader, hoping that those people who they wrestle away will vote for Gore. What do you think of the premise that Bush and Gore are basically the same thing, and therefore better to vote for Nader?
I think it's ridiculous. I think there are just tremendous differences between these two guys. And if you just look sort of like who's on their team, I mean, it's Cheney voted against Head Start. He voted against clean water, clean air. He voted against a ban on cop killer bullets. Bush has said that his favorite Supreme Court justices are Anton Scalia and Clarence Thomas. And that's the kind of judges he'll appoint. And I think it's it's easy if you can't get elected president, which Ralph can't. And by the way, Ralph is a hero of mine. And he's saved a tremendous number of lives and I think is an icon. But he's not going to get elected president. And when you're in that position of you're not going to get elected president, you can say things that you can't say if you're going to be president. And you can say, I want universal health care the minute I get elected, and not have to say how you're going to do it. Al Gore has been in the House and in the Senate and vice president long enough to know how the world works and to get things done and to deal with the reality of what we have in Washington, which is we have Trent Lott and we have Denny Hastert and we have Tom DeLay in Congress. And there are certain things you can't do when there's a Republican majority. So, you know, sometimes I think the most cynical people are the people who are voting for Nader and just don't care. It doesn't matter to them what really happens. I mean, I know that Bill is, I like Bill a lot, and I think his show's great, but I know he's a pretty cynical guy. And I think it's a sort of a cynical stance to say, you know, it really doesn't make any difference. It makes a huge difference.
Where are you going to be on election night?
I've been invited to come down to Nashville. I think this is going to be such a close election that I want to watch it at home with my remote control, because I want to pop around. I'm a political junkie, and I don't want to be in some, you know, room where there's 1,000 people, or even a holding room where there's 40 people, and not be able to control the remote, which is what you do with a remote control if you have it in your hand. And so I kind of actually want to be able to call people, find out what's happening in Minnesota, my state. When I campaign for Gore, I do campaign for local candidates in these areas, and there are a number of them who I've grown very affection. I have a lot of affection for. So I think I want to do it at home so I can be calling people and watching the TV and eating my food. Well, my wife's cooking, not so much what I make.
Al Franken, his latest book is the satirical campaign diary, Why Not Me? He's currently working for the Gore campaign. He's a consulting producer for this Sunday's SNL Presidential Bash 2000. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.